film that I would say is a film. So.
Mm-hmm. Where are those films? Those
On shelves, single place. Yeah.
I mean, I
don't know what shelves.
I smell retrospective.
Oh, that's one retrospective I don't think anyone really wants to see.
And is the title of the movie meant to be ironic, do you think?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I would actually say it's a film without a lot of irony in it. I mean, it's certainly... I think that's one of the strengths of the film, really, that it approaches a subject that could be purely ironic, for some audiences could only be ironic, and does it, I mean, certainly aware of the irony it's aware of the nuance and the layers that happen in irony, but it's not ironic in the sense of distancing. You know, there's not the distance of irony in there. Okay. So it both has that element, the unlayering that can happen in irony, which, but also ask you to be engaged at the same time. And I think that's the difference, you know, between that and say, other things that use irony.
For anyone who's like in the remotest bit Freudian in their interpretation of things, I mean, definitely he was grappling with his own, sense of strength, you know, and his own sense of success and the self-esteem. And for those who have not or are not familiar with it, the story is about Stan Pleshkin?
Pleskin. You know, it's funny, like all the reviews often refer to his real name, which is Stan Pleskin, but the film doesn't have it in it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't once use his full name in the whole film.
I know. I think I had to research that myself, and just because it kind of when you realize you think of Stan Lestiel, which is you know how he kind of goes by professionally, and then Stan.
Yeah. And it wasn't a super conscious choice in the sense I didn't go through the film and say, okay, there's absolutely no way that it can have his actual name in here, but. It was a choice, ultimately. I mean, and that's because the film works on that way for me. I mean, that's what the film is about. It's both something that's very personal as Stan, as a sort of a person that you'd have a relationship, a one-on-one kind of relationship with, but also something that's much bigger, too, you know, that has that sort of metaphor, sort of the everyman and Superman kind of combination,
Got
I guess.
It.
So,
right.
So I think that the universality, maybe that's the point of it I'm trying to make, is just that... it's interesting that people refer to his actual name, because in some ways I think that makes it more particular than the film makes it. The film is obviously about universal kinds of things. So,
but Stan is at a point in his life when you're filming the story that he's kind of at that point where, you know, maybe his best years are behind him, or he still has the hunger. You know, he's got an appetite for success, love. You know, he's sort of kind of maybe has seen that he's made choices in his life, and now he's got, you know, his life ahead of him and what's left of it. But it seems like he's definitely at a turning point in his life when we're, you know, watching the movie. At that particular time in his life, he's Stan Lestiel. He's known as the strongest man in the world at bending steel. I mean, what I took away from that was like that so much of his strength was in his hands. It was about his hands. Sure, he certainly has brawn. Got you know that's clear. But that be able to do what he does is about developing strength in your hand for over years and years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of his physical strength, I mean that's absolutely true. His extraordinary strength really is. In his hands and in his fingers. I mean, it's this weird kind of tendon strength and bone strength in these places that most people just don't have it.
It's funny. I just saw. Speaking of BAM, I was just there the other night, and I saw Liz Garbus's film, Bobby Fischer Against the World, and he.
It's about hands too.
Well, there's this funny scene in it where he, you know, Bobby Fischer, the chess champion of the, you know, the world champion of chess. He actually, at one point, he's very, in this, I guess it was the 60s and 70s when he was rising, and he was like a real fitness buff, you know, and he, you know, well before it became a trendy thing to do, he was working out all the time, and he was really intent on being physically fit as well. You know, believed that mental fitness and physical fitness were one and the same. And he, but he was also wanted to work out his hands. He went to like some guy, I forget who, but he wanted to develop his hands. And so, and the reason why is because when he went to meet, you know, his Russian opponent, Spassky, he wanted to take the hand and like crush the gut, like he was into that.
That
was anyway, so
That's interesting. I mean, certainly the it does sound like there's some similarities. It's certainly in the mental physical thing. I mean, Stan, when you shake his hand though, he actually has a very soft handshake grip. Very soft. I mean, intentionally. And a lot of guys in the strength world actually do have the same things true. I mean, there are guys in the strength world, they'll shake their hand and they'll make a point of showing off how strong their grip is. Stan's not one of them.
That's good. I mean, for you, probably had a
That's part of what obviously.
He was probably hugging you, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what interested me. I mean, that here was a guy who had this strength in his hands and was needed to use it for some things. I mean, and that's what the film's about. I mean, it's like what you can hold on to and what you can't hold on to.
Well, it's a beautiful film. It's extraordinarily poetic, and everyone should go out and see it. The name of the movie is Strong Man. The director is Zachary Levy. Again, we'll be at FilmWax this weekend. And check out that series, FilmWax, at filmwax.com. All the other exciting stuff coming up. But this is... Strong Man is the FilmWax official fall season opening film. And then, again, on the 23rd of September, it will be playing an engagement at the Brooklyn Heights Cinema. So, and I know you'll probably be there for a number of Q&As after the screenings, as well as at FilmWax.
Yes.
And I'm sure that Ken would make sure that he got that in writing. And did you approach, is Stan aware of these screenings? Or
Yeah, he is aware. I think he's going to probably come to one of the Brooklyn Heights ones.
Okay, well,
so,
definitely want to get that out, and I'll definitely mention it in a on this website, or you know, we'll have to make sure word gets out so as many people can get down there and check it out, because that guy is I'm sure it'd be great to meet in person. Well, thanks for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was great to talk to you, and thanks for being my first movie this season and at my series, and then first guest on the radio show here at B-Box on FilmWax Radio. I really appreciate Zachary Levy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.